Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Now, look, I can kind of understand what this guy was thinking here. So this Florida man chucked spicy Nashville hot chicken at a Wawa employee because the chicken was uncooked. I don't blame him. I mean, I probably would have done the same thing. A late-night food craving for one Florida man landed him behind bars after he allegedly hurled a piece of chicken coated in Nashville hot seasoning at an employee after he was unsatisfied with how it was cooked. Daniel Palomino III was arrested Sunday in St. Pete and charged with simple battery after the incident that unfolded at a Wawa around 1:20 a.m. Nothing good happens at a Wawa at 1:20 a.m., by the way. According to an arrest affidavit from the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, the 32-year-old man ordered food. When he got it, he was reportedly upset because he believed that it was not cooked completely. That's when he confronted an employee about the uncooked food and allegedly threw the piece of chicken at them. The chicken was coated with a Nashville hot seasoning that got in the victim's eye. Oh, man, that's no fun. You don't want Nashville hot chicken in your eye. No, 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 you don't. No, no, that's going to hurt. That's going to leave a mark. According to the Wawa menu, there's a spicy chicken sandwich that matches the description. The arrest affidavit mentions that he was under the influence. Really? Shocking. I had no idea, although it does not specify how. Hard to believe that he was under the influence, craving a Nashville hot chicken at 1:20 in the morning at Wawa, right? He was booked into the Pinellas County Jail and has since been released after posting a $500 bond. So this has a very, very happy ending for everybody. A coked-up Florida man arrested for tossing a smoke bomb into a CVS. First of all, if you're over the age of 12, why are you playing with smoke bombs? The poor choice got this guy into a Key West jail. According to a report from the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, 35-year-old Denny Neowa Betancourt tossed a smoke-style firework into the CVS pharmacy on Stock Island, just east of Key West. The caper went down in broad daylight at 2:13 when Denny threw the smoke device through the front entrance doors. He then made a hasty getaway on his bicycle. Despite the rush of the crime and likely the cocaine, it didn't take long for the police to catch up to him and his bicycle. They stopped in, and when questioned, he admitted to tossing the smoke bomb into the CVS. He called it a prank. It's a simple misdemeanor charge of disturbing the peace, but unfortunately, he also had about a gram of cocaine on him, which turned the arrest into a felony. Now, if he had brought it to the White House, there would have been no problem. If he had brought it to the White House, his identity would have been anonymous, and he could have left it there and even gave it to the dogs, because I'm still convinced that's what happened to Major and Commander. They had a little bit of the cocaine, and then they became cocaine White House dogs, like the movie Cocaine Bear. That's why they were biting everybody. Those poor dogs didn't do this on their own. They were coked up. Hunter came in, dropped his cocaine. You know how the story goes. And then the dogs sniffed the cocaine and went crazy. And poor Major and Commander, you know, everybody thinks that they're bad dogs. They're good dogs. They're good dogs. They're just cocaine dogs. Cocaine White House Dogs is actually a movie I'm working on right now. I expect it to be released this summer. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge, all right? So please make sure you look for the previews. I don't know who's going to play me yet, but I will obviously have a celebrity do that. Jeffrey Epstein's list. Is it really going to come out? Is it really going to be public? Whoa! How about that for some news, huh? Welcome to the Dana Show. Dana's off today. It's me, Rich Zeoli, back with you from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD in Philadelphia. A lot of news today, as you can imagine, around Trump and Colorado. A lot of reaction. Jonathan Turley shredding the Colorado Supreme Court's decision. Same with that judge who dissented. An excellent, excellent dissent. And even Jonathan Chait from New York Magazine writing a piece saying that disqualifying Trump from the ballot is a step too far, the political case against Colorado's legal ruling. And he's no fan of Trump, obviously, but he knows that this is too far, goes way too far, and is just going to help Trump politically, at least in the short term. So we'll talk about all that, of course, with you. And like I mentioned to you yesterday on the Dana Show, you need to stop breathing. If you want to save the environment, if you want to save the planet, stop breathing. Yes, that's right. Just showing how the climate change kooks really hate humanity, you need to just stop breathing. All right? And don't eat meat, obviously. But how could you eat meat if you're breathing? So just if you just stop breathing, everything will be fine. Everyone will be fine and you'll be fine. Everything will be good. So a Jeffrey Epstein victim begs a judge not to release her name as the pedophile's 170 associates are set to be revealed. New York Post writing this, one of Jeffrey Epstein's alleged victims has asked a judge to keep her identity secret, saying that she lives in fear for her safety. After it was revealed that the names of more than 170 people with ties to the accused sex trafficker will soon be disclosed, court documents show. The anonymous woman, only identified as Doe 107, made the request in a letter filed by her attorney to Manhattan federal judge Loretta Preska late Wednesday. She lives outside the United States in a culturally conservative country and lives in fear of her name being released, the attorney wrote, adding that the woman faces risks of physical harm. The request came just days after the judge ordered a trove of court documents to be unsealed in the coming weeks that named dozens of individuals with ties to Epstein, including ex-employees and victims who have previously only been referred to as Jane Doe's or John Doe's. This is going to be huge. I mean, this is a big deal. This is happening. The long sealed court papers are linked to a since settled defamation lawsuit that Epstein accuser Virginia Roberts Guffrey brought against the convicted pedophile's madam, Ghislaine Maxwell, back in 2015. While Doe 107 was not one of the individuals referenced on the soon to be released list, her attorney saw clarification from the judge on whether the exclusion meant the court had already decided not to unseal the woman's identity. The attorney pointed to a prior court filing from October that showed Guffrey and the Miami Herald, who initially requested the trove of documents be unsealed, had agreed to keep Doe 107's name and any personally identifying information secret due to her safety concerns. She and the Miami Herald's consent to such redactions is based on circumstances specific to her and does not extend to other purported victims living in countries without the same risks of physical harm. I mean, what a mess this is, right? What a mess. But there are a lot of people very nervous today. Some very powerful, influential, rich people. I once heard a theory that Jeffrey Epstein was actually working for the CIA. You know, that he would lure these people down to his island. He would get them into these compromising positions with underage girls. And then he would essentially have blackmail over them and was able to then do the CIA's bidding. I don't know if that's true or not, but it certainly does seem like a lot of very powerful people were more than willing to go down there with him, even after they knew he was a pedophile. Even after they knew all that, they were still willing to pal around with Jeffrey Epstein. That's the part of the story that always disturbs me. Very powerful international people were still willing to hang out with the guy, even after they knew who the guy was. At some point, you got to say, all right, your true colors have come out here. I don't want anything to do with you. If nothing else, just because I don't want to be associated with that. I don't want anyone believing that I'm part of this. But maybe these people were. Maybe they wanted to be part of it. That's certainly possible. And I wonder if the Clintons are going to be on there. I wonder how, well, we know that Bill Clinton flew on the plane. It's just a matter of how much, how many people in the orbit of the Democrat Party will have been on that plane and been down to that island. That's the question. That's the question everybody's waiting on with bated breath. We shall see. It's going to happen January 2nd. I'm actually filling in for Dana that day. So perhaps we'll be able to share some of those names on the air together as the list becomes public. If it actually happens. I mean, I'm still nervous that they're going to do something to block it. You're dealing with very, very rich, powerful people. They have a lot of very smart attorneys who are also very rich and powerful. And until, I guess I'm in that point of saying, I will believe Jeffrey Epstein's list is public when I see the list being public. Until that time, I don't want to get my hopes up. I really don't.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
A woman horrified social media with an Elf on the Shelf scene featuring a freshly castrated cojone. Yes, she put a castrated horse testicle, and it was met with a mixed response from social media users. And not very, very nice to do this time of year, obviously. I will just say this about the Elf. Sometimes the Elf gets drunk and forgets to move. He comes back from the North Pole and stays exactly where he was the night before. And so the Elf and I have had a lot of talking to. I've had to give him some real stern warnings about, listen, when you come back the next day after you rat up the kids to Santa and do your thing that you do, you know, which is act like the NSA, you please go back to a different shelf. Will you please make sure you take the time to, so the kids don't wake up in the morning and go, why are you back in my room? This is creepy. Parents are angry at a disheveled Santa who didn't even bother with shoes or a hat. A disheveled Santa at a shopping center has infuriated parents after he was photographed missing shoes and a hat and complained in front of children. The replacement Santa stopped in after another Mr. Claus couldn't appear. The family said they were still waiting more than an hour for their disappointing experience. It kind of reminds me of, you ever seen the movie Bad Santa with Billy Bob Thornton? Hysterical. Very, very funny. Rather than the traditional big black boots, this Santa opted for red socks and forgot his hat. One parent said that the experience was incredibly disappointing, as even the camera to capture the moment the children met Santa was ruined because the camera was broken. Sounds like, Mom, you got off kind of easy there. There are some bad Santas out there, kids, and just remember something. They all work for the big guy, but the big guy is busy at the North Pole right now. No, I don't mean Joe Biden. I mean Santa Claus. You got to be careful with that. Dallas Fort Worth Airport says we can expect self-service TSA checkpoints within a year. The general public has proven time and time again that we just cannot be trusted with self-service checkouts at stores like Target and Walmart, but now we'll be able to check in ourselves and go through security all by ourselves. I like this. The program will begin an initial run at Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas before heading to other major airports, including Phoenix Sky Harbor, Boston Logan, and Miami International. And basically now, low-risk travelers who have either TSA pre-check or clear will be able to do the self-TSA screening. I like this. I'm all for this. Anything that gets the government literally away from touching my body, I'm very, very happy with. In Washington State, Helena Police Department discovered the great chicken heist, and they uncovered a crime most foul. How about that for a headline? Helena Police have a posting on their Facebook page congratulating officers for solving the great chicken heist of 2023. According to the post, Officer Justin Gibson was dispatched to the 1500 block of East Lindale Avenue December 10th regarding a sighting of a vehicle involved in a theft from the day before. He found the truck in the same area with two occupants loading items into the bed. The two occupants fled on foot. The driver was detained. The passenger was detained. Inside the truck's cab was evidence of a theft. Varied breeds of five very scared chickens were found and returned to their homes, according to police. I guess they were probably looking for free food, eggs. I mean, this is a tough economy. You know what I mean? I get it. I totally do. The Big Leplowski and Scoop Dog are among the winners in the South Lake Tahoe snowplow naming contest. I like this. This is very, very cool. It's the time of year when the Sierra Nevada Club of South Lake Tahoe transforms into a winter wonderland. Throughout the winter season, snow plows work to clear roads and keep the city open. But to foster a greater sense of community, the city decided to hold its first Name a Snowplow contest this year. Residents got to vote in a list of 36 names. The names were all fun plays on snow-related activities and pop culture references, like Clark Blizzworld, Luke Snowwalker, Ebenezer Scoop, and Snow Force One. A total of over 1,100 votes were cast, the city says, with the Big Leplowski getting the most votes of all. Clearly, the dude abides, and the dude approves. Look at that, huh? Very, very nice. Yeah, and finally, I will just tell you this when it comes to the Elf on the Shelf. Remember, the Elf on the Shelf is getting your kids primed for the deep state. It is a PSYOP operation by the CIA. I'm just kidding. It's just a harmless little Elf on the Shelf, right? 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 When you look at Joe Biden's economy, you realize very, very quickly that not only is there a massive, massive payout bribe scandal happening in the form of student debt loan repayment, but there are a lot of people right now who are not even bothering to pay their student loans because they think to themselves, don't worry about it. The big guy's going to help me out. They may not be wrong. Here's Joe Biden claiming he got 136 million people student debt cut too.
I went to the Supreme Court to eliminate student debt that was out there. And guess what? Supreme Court ruled against, but I still got 136 million people's debt relieved.
Really? That's a great bribe right there. 80,000 in Pennsylvania. In the must-win swing state of Pennsylvania, 80,000 people are going to get student loan repayment from Joe Biden. How the hell is that not a bribe? Of course it's a bribe. If I hand you a bag of cash and I ask you to vote for me, you're going to call that a bribe, because it is. If I give you a government check and I pay off one of your loans and ask you to vote for me, how is it any different? And of course it's a shakedown and a bribe, no question about it. But remember something, though. It's perfectly legal for Joe Biden to take my money and give it to somebody else, or take your money and give it to somebody else. That's okay. Now, when you look at these blue states that are happening all across the country right now, people are fleeing blue states, like, for example, New York. Why is that? The answer is because the taxes are so high that people decide, I don't need to be here anymore. The Census Bureau released new data on Tuesday showing that New York is hemorrhaging its most valuable resource, people, at an alarming rate. 217,000 more people left New York than moved there. And only 166,000 people died in New York. So more people are leaving than dying. So many more people are leaving the state than are dying that the effect on the population is worse than a doubling of the death rate. If the politicians overseeing the mass exodus wonder why it's happening, they need to only look in the nearest mirror. Their high taxes, wasteful government spending, and soft-on-crime policies are among the self-inflicted wounds slowly bleeding New York dry. In March of 2021, my buddy E.J. Antoni authored a study that predicted more than 1 million New Yorkers would leave the state over 10 years because of the latest tax increase. So far, the official Census Bureau data have been in line with that estimate. Even before the tax increases, New York already had the highest state and local tax burden as a percentage of residents' income, almost twice that of other big states like Florida and Texas. But that wasn't enough for the greedy bureaucrats who in 2021 increased both the number of tax brackets and the top marginal tax rate. And where are people going? They're fleeing to tax havens. That's where they're going. They're going to places like Florida. Of course they are. The weather's beautiful. They're going to Texas. They're going to places where they have nice weather and good food, like, yes, the Cowboy State. Although, that's actually Wyoming. And they have winters that are worse than, you know, New York. They have some bad winters there. But people love it. They love the freedom. They love the cheap money. I can't ever go to Texas because of the Cowboys and the Eagles. It's a thing, but you know what I mean. But I know that a lot of Dana's listeners are in Texas, obviously. So it's a wonderful state. And the good news for you is that a lot of people are leaving New York to come to your state. Maybe that's not good news. I don't know. But I do know one thing, though, is that people have decided enough is enough. Now, when you think about that at a national scale, it's very hard for people to leave the country. They can leave and go to another state, but if they're still getting whacked economically by the federal government, they can't leave the United States of America. So what do? They vote for somebody different in November. That's what they wind up doing.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.